Welcome to Sustainable Talks with NNN, Nicolo Giusti and
Nicolo Duranti,
where we talk about sustainability in the fashion supply chain.
We interview the best players in fashion and challenge them to the real full sustainability.
From material suppliers to factories, designers, sustainable association and more. We want to make clarity if a fashion can be sustainable or not.
This podcast is sponsored by ourselves and no one else with our time, experience and fun.
We hope you have fun to listen to us and spread the word.
You can find us also in Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, Facebook, LinkedIn and Twitter.
Just search us as Sustainable Talks with NNN and you will find us.
Have fun!
How much are certification important?
So it's a philosophical question.
Certification,
right. No, in a way, certifications are for me not important if you are serious. But how can customer define who is serious and who's not?
Hi everyone. Good morning. Good afternoon. Hi Nico.
Hey. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, I'm very good. Ciao Alberto.
Ciao Nicolò.
Nice to meet you, Alberto, and welcome to our new episode of Sustainable Talks. Today we have a new exciting project because we go for the first time in our talks to beachwear with Alberto. Alberto is one of the co-founder of CY and he will tell us a little bit more. Nico, it's the first time we go into the beach.
Yeah, as of today, the new season is starting and the new season is going to be about brands, sustainable brands and what the brands are doing and especially startup, what they're doing in the sustainability world. We're very excited to talk to Alberto today and a fellow Italian, and let's see what he's bringing to the table for sustainability. Usually we start our talks with the same question to everyone, and we want to go here even with you, Alberto. What is sustainability for you?
It's a very good question, and maybe it's a little bit shocking, but I hate the word sustainable and the adjective sustainability because it's so abused today that it's completely losing its content. So, but honestly, I prefer low impact because it's a way more connected to the reality because no one will be sustainable. It's a matter of reduction of the environmental footprint we are able to improve.
We welcome another point of view.
Basically, sustainability is not existing. It's an utopia.
Sustainability, if you listen to the radio, everything is sustainable nowadays. That means that pretty much nothing is sustainable. So we are trying to create a different paradigm to do entrepreneurship.
Alberto, tell us what it is, CY.
CY is an innovative startup. We are a benefit corporation and a B Corp certified corporation. Everything started 2 years ago, once myself and Simone, that was a previous colleagues of mine, were working together in a big American corporation. We have decided to design our own path, following the desire of doing things differently, starting from the made-in, so the sourcing, the packaging we are using, the distributing model, the chance to give new life to the user clothing of our customer, the certification we are using for the fabric. So I don't want to reveal too much now, but we are trying to tackle every possible angle of the business. We design, we produce, and we distribute apparel, clothing, and beachwear with the lowest environmental impact possible. Trying to do that, we have decided to start our path becoming from pretty much from day zero to become a benefit corporation, and then to start the path to become a certified B Corp. It's not that easy for a recent organization as we are, because the B Corp team requires a lot of information about the history, the performance already achieved, and that's why it took pretty much 2 years. Prior to becoming a B Corp, we had to create a little bit of a tracking record. It's very interesting because you're working on 5 different areas, not only the sustainability, but you got also the territory, the community, the inclusivity, and a lot of other aspects that are relevant nowadays to take into consideration.
Alberto, going a little bit more into your projects, you are working on a model called RE3.
Our RE3 model is a model on the latest part of a life cycle of a garment. The part when you forget about your items within your armature because you don't want to wear them any longer. So what you can do with all this stuff, so you got two options. Either you send them to landfills or you can return them to us. You can get a green bonus, that is a discount on the purchase of your actual shopping. With the items that we are collecting from you, we can resell it as secondhand. We can reuse it, donate them to people in need, or we can regenerate them in a new materials that will be used. The good thing is that everything is transparent, meaning thanks to a QR system, a customer can track in real time how we are using their user clothing. Not only we are using this for our customers, but we are starting to test this system with other big players, big brands. So we are kind of B2B provider with a refree system that is patented.
Can you give us a little bit more inside of example? How does exactly work? I guess that you get back your own brand, right? If I have another brand, the clothes doesn't make sense.
No. It works with whenever it is the brand. So we are not limiting to the CY items. So you can bring, so you buy one new CY item online or on a physical store. You, in case of a physical store, you bring with you a used clothes you don't want to wear any longer and you leave it in store. Then once you go to the cash counter, you get the 20% discount on your new purchase. Thanks to the QR code, you can scan it with your mobile phone. You apply the stickers on the garment you leave in store. And then after a couple of days, you can see how it's been treated, if it's been resold, reused, or regenerated. If you buy online, it's even simpler because you receive the package containing your new shopping and already a return label. You apply the return label, you put inside the bag your user clothes, and once we receive it, we refund the shopping you done with your credit card, and you can track in a couple of days how it's used once again. So it's really simple.
Didi, wow. You guys made it. This is amazing.
Imagine that the conversion rate on our website is 70%. So every 10 garments sold, 7 comes back, use it. So it's really working.
And you guys, this is your patent? You made it?
We made it. We got two players, two other organizations that are working with us on making this possible. That is a no-profit cooperative. And it's a plant in Trento that regenerate the fabric that we sent to them. Considering the mix, we are able to resell pretty much the 60% of what we are receiving because the clothes are, I don't want to say perfect, but almost perfect. Then we are able to regenerate the 20% of what we are receiving. The 15% is donated as gift to people in need, while just the 5% is anyhow conveyed to landfill because the conditions are not good, not even for the regeneration.
You guys are more flexible than many giants, so smarter and flexible and younger. So it's innovation that coming along the supply chain.
And it's a model, I think, that is working also if everybody apply this. Because, for example, if it's only online, if I'm in Amsterdam, I live in Amsterdam, I want to send you back. You send me the garment here and I send you back, there is a lot of CO2 emission. But if it's all the fashion chain around the world that is applying this, then I can go to any store or any collecting point. I think that's what we miss sometimes. And we have the same discussion now with the Nicole in footwear. People recycle like Adidas or On. They do recycle the one style, but how many shoes do I need to recycle all of them? I need, I don't know, 500,000 shoes. How long will it take me to collect all of them? So that's a thing what government should jump in, but maybe brand will be faster.
Just using for further 9 months an already used garment, you reduce of the 30% the CO2 emission. So even if we start using something already existing, and then imagine that what we are able to reuse with the regenerate model, if it's cotton, it becomes, for instance, components for the sofas. If it's synthetic, it can be melted and you can restart the chains from the beginning. If it's wool, it can be reused once again. So it depends then on the fabric, on the material, on the yarn, to take a different ways for a new life.
I want to step back a little bit on the product. Where is your product made? And the second question I have, What is the main material of your product?
So 99.9% of our production is made not only in Italy, but I would say in Veneto. So we are producing within 50 kilometers from our headquarters now, that is located in Vicenza. So we are producing pretty much everything in Veneto. And why we have decided to produce everything in Veneto? First of all, to reduce the supply chain. The shorter it is, the lowest is the amount of CO2 that is released on the air. So we have decided to produce locally. And second point is, of course, the quality that we are able to control way more than it would be considering a production based in Asia. Second question is the materials we are using. We are trying to use, first of all, 100% same yarn to produce an item in order to be recyclable at the end of the process. So we are trying to use organic materials, organic cotton, for instance, GOTS certified. And then for the synthetic fibers, we are using recycled fibers, that is recycled polyester and polyamide, that is perfect for the beachwear.
And even yarns and material are all local source, or they're coming from all over the world?
So fabrics are produced in Portugal and in Italy. The trims are made in Italy with a couple of exceptions. Also the labels we are using, the packaging we are adopting. So we are trying to keep under control all the elements of a product, not just the fabric.
You are gathering towards a modern online business, or it's more traditional going wholesale business?
So we started with the physical stores because it was our bread and butter business. The beginning of the pandemic situation, we started distributing online. We have developed our own website. Nowadays, the 25% of our turnover is generating online, while the 75% is physical.
And how do you approach CO2 emission in online business, for example?
So it's not that easy, honestly. I was expecting something simpler, but it's day by day learning. So we have a couple of consultants that are helping us. We are studying a lot. We are doing a lot of mistakes, but at the end of the day, the numbers are coming slowly, but are coming. So I'm happy about the results we are achieving. It's really, really difficult. At the very beginning, we used to have a lot of Italian orders. Considering the last weeks, we are receiving orders from Los Angeles, Cyprus, from Korea, from everywhere. So it's becoming harder and harder. We are working with one of these carriers that has a carbon neutrality program. And we are using this dashboard to track and to propose a zero emission system. We are trying to reduce as much as possible, even the emissions of our supply chain, considering the distribution part. We are at the beginning of our path, so it's among the list of tasks to accomplish.
There is one point we need to consider: durability. Durability is getting more and more important, but there is not standard on durability, and it's very challenging to understand how to approach it. Did you already consider durability in your product?
So imagine that we are using high quality materials. So we are not talking about fast fashion. We got a medium retail price. You can immediately discover the quality. Everything is tested on athletes in order to be ready for the, I don't like to use the word consumer, but for the client, because consumer, it means that you are consuming something, no? Clients, it means you are using something, and then once you don't need it any longer, you return back to us, so it can be used by someone else.
So Alberto, just the last question about supply chain, how transparent it is? Is the customer able to see who produce your stuff?
Not as of today, probably something that we will do. Not sure about the advantage of a customer to know, okay, it is made in Padova, full stop. It's tested and certified by us. We got 1 month return policy for free for the customers. We repair the items in case of the damages of our customers. We are much more than welcome to replace the items in case of any problems. So we are the interface of our customers. We don't want to keep any secret, honestly. But we are granting the quality. Would you change our perception, Nicolò, if I tell you that our supplier is called Arabi? Who cares? It's Arabi, full stop. But you are buying from CY, not from Arabi. So we are responsible for the quality of the products we are providing you. And then the care label says it's made in Italy, and you can track it in case of any information.
Could be a great opportunity for you guys to show that it's true made in Italy. That's it. Not that it's made in XYZ. We all know as Italians how loose is the legislation.
Matter of fact, once you get your B Corp certification, You are certified even on the supply chain, no? There has been someone testing our the vericity of what we are saying. So we have been tested by the big corporate organization once we said that we are producing in Italy. Going forward, I'm not excluding, we will make it clear where we are producing, no problem.
How much are certification important?
So it's a philosophical question. In a way. Certifications are, for me, not important if you are serious, but how can customer define who is serious and who's not? So we have decided to get the kind of ID card from someone else saying, okay, the guys are behaving as they are saying. And that's why we have decided to become a B Corp and a benefit corporation, because someone else external to our organization has opened the box, take a look at what's inside, and say, okay, the guys are effectively walking the talk. In an ideal world, it wouldn't be necessary. In a real world, it is. I'm doing that not to feel part of the people complaining and not doing anything. It's one of our motto. They complain, we sustain. We try to sustain for our daughters, for our child, for our future, for our nephews, no?
So one last thing I want to ask, that is about the packaging, because on your website you're talking about sustainable packaging. What does it mean?
So it's made in organic material. It's compostable. You receive your products, you remove the packaging, you throw the packaging on the compostable bin, you can throw it on your garden, and the longworms will eat the packaging. It's completely biodegradable. So I'm happy to have this kind of solution that is provided by a company that is really close to us here in Vicenza. Once again, a low supply chain supplier.
And with organic, what do you mean exactly?
It's made by cellulose. It's tested by TUV Austria.
It's kind of paper.
It's not a paper. It's a kind of transparent paper.
Okay, cool.
Good to meet you, Alberto. Good luck and...
Knock on wood.
If you like this episode and you would like to learn more about fashion and sustainability, check out the Sustainable Academy, a community of people like me and like you that like fashion and sustainability and they want to clean the greenwash. Sustainableacademy.org